This park was different over 100 years ago. You would be standing in a clearing of trees. There would be a gravel roadway. There would be horses and carriages. No cars. And that's what Ellen Phillips Samuel saw here in 1907 when she wrote her will. She decided to leave funds to the Fairmount Park Art Association to commission sculpture for this area along the Schuylkill River. I'm Penny Balkenbach, Executive Director of the Fairmount Park Art Association, and I've written a number of books and articles about public art in Philadelphia.
And I'm Mike Zuckerman, Professor of History at the University of Pennsylvania. Ellen Samuel was one of the great philanthropists of early 20th century Philadelphia.
And at the time of her gift, it was probably the largest contribution of its kind in Philadelphia.
And she meant this to be a tribute to America, to her country. Emblematic, as she put it, of the history of America, ranging in time from the earliest settlers of America to the present era.
The original idea was to create a row of statues of important people. But by the time her estate was settled in 1929, the Art Association abandoned that original idea. They decided to do something more challenging, something more contemporary.
Every terrace has its own theme. The theme of this terrace is the first settlement of America and the culmination of those early settlements in the War for Independence and the creation of the new nation.
If you stand in the middle of the terrace and face Kelly Drive, head to your right and stand in front of the Settling of the Seaboard, which is by the sculptor Wheeler Williams. I'm Kathleen Foster. I'm the Senior Curator of American Art at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Here you have the standing European, the sitting Indian, so it's very clear who's in charge and who's subordinate. But we also have the two quotes flanking the sculpture, one from William Penn, the great founder of Pennsylvania, the other from Alexander Whitaker, an early minister. And Whitaker is full of talk about God's providence and his plan for this land to belong to the Europeans. Penn is much more conciliatory, much more respectful of the Indians. And if you read those two quotes, they come from two different places in the American mind.
Thinking about these sculptures as artworks, in a way, they're sort of like architectural sculpture here, but without the architecture.
And so both pieces have this static and very serious look to them. And that's probably because they were commissioned during the Second World War.
Flanking the tableau of the Settling of the Seaboard, you'll see two sculptures by Harry Rosin, the Puritan and the Quaker. The sculptures are remarkably honest. The Puritan has a rifle and a powder horn. It's very clear that the Puritan is depicted here as violent and intending harm to the Indians.
Okay, now, on your left is a large sculpture called The Birth of a Nation by Henry Kreis.
With its flanking sculptures, The Revolutionary Soldier and The Statesman, both by Erwin Frey. We have no effort to hide the rough, tough, dirty, violent work that was done by the soldier. We don't win our independence without that fighting. On the other hand, we don't win an enduring nation without the statesman who comes up behind the soldier, creates the Articles of Confederation, creates the Constitution. And I think we have artists who are actually ahead of the historians of their day in their recognition of the contradictions of American history.
So if you'd like to learn more about the impulses behind the creation of the Samuel Memorial, there are two more terraces. You can head north, and each terrace has its own story to tell.